Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small, gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want more shows on a weekly basis, every Thursday, we drop a member show for members only on the website and on the Confessionals app. That app is a members only app. With your membership, you'll get those Thursday shows. You'll also get the Tuesday shows ad-free and access to overtime segments when they're available. I don't know yet, but I got a sneaky suspicion today's show might possibly be an overtime. I'm not sure. I really don't know yet. But that said, we have two fantastic guests in studio. Well, one fantastic guest and one mediocre guest. Andrew the Fantastic. Jason. Hey, Jason. How you
hey,
doing?
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. So I just want to kind of get the ball rolling here. Jason is a friend of mine. That's why I was jabbing him a little bit. And Jason is host of AFK Discussions. It's a new podcast. People should definitely go check it out. I will be on there relatively soon. In fact, by the time you hear this, I might have already appeared on there for just talking about The Shape of Shadows. In fact, if you guys want, and you haven't done it yet, you need to go check out The Shape of Shadows on demand. It's only exclusively available on Merkel.media, not Merkel.com, Merkel.media. That's the website. Go there. You can stream The Shape of Shadows now on demand. I forgot to say that in the beginning. So now, welcome to the show. So Jason has AFK Discussions, and Andrew, you work with Jason.
I do.
And yes. Jason texts me one day, and he's like, dude, there's this guy at my work that you need to talk to. I'm like, why? Like, why, Jason? Did he see a UFO? And he's like, pyramids in the Smoky Mountains. And I was like, oh shoot, get him in. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But before we get into this discussion, I want to focus on Jason, put the spotlight on Jason. Jason, I want you, before we really get into what we were talking about today, let people know about your podcast, where they can get it, and what it's all about.
Okay, I'm Jason. I'm one half of the host of AFK Discussions. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, social media, wherever. We're kind of like a conversational podcast. I'm a believer. Ty, my co-host, is a skeptic. And we bring up topics and we just have a discussion of what we think about the topic. And we just kind of let the conversation flow. And that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So you mean believer and skeptic and paranormal stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, people can go check that out. I know you've had it up and running for what? Better part of a year now, right?
Yeah, it's almost coming up on a year.
Yeah. That's great, man. Well, you do a lot of great marketing with it. I mean, you have a background in all that Photoshop stuff that I'm just like, hey, Jason, what do you think about this idea? Because I can't know how to do it. And you're just like, yeah, man. And like 5 minutes later, you're like, boom, ta-da.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. I'm like, oh, great. I'm a loser. But yeah, so people got to go check it out and stuff. Give them a follow on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast. Give it a listen. 5-star rating, review, all that good stuff. So Jason, you contacted me about Andrew and his stories that you started hearing. How did this whole thing kind of come together? To let people know how this all unfolded for, because I know you guys kind of worked together for a while, but never really ran across each other.
Yeah. So I've been with the company for 23 years. It's a long time. And I moved to a new department recently and I happened to walk past some coworkers. And I heard the word portal, Smoky Mountains. And I was like, wait, hold up. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my friend Andrew, he was telling me about all this. So I was like, where can I find this guy? So I almost instantly went over to his desk and was like, hey, I'm Jason. And I started going off, you know, like portals, Smoky Mountains. He's like, hold up. You know, let's go talk somewhere else. You know, I don't want everyone to think I'm crazy around here. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And our only conversation prior to that was like, I had some clamps shipped to my department and they went to another department. I was like, hey, man, did you take my clamps? Like, and I think that was the only...
So your introduction was accusational.
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, bro. I know you took them.
Hey. Yeah. We had this half ball mount ordered from B&H and went to some other department. Give it up. And
yeah.
Actually, you know, I think I talked to you about the camera setup, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we're still working on that. In fact, Jason, Jack and I were talking about that this week. I think what we're going to do is somehow wind up mounting these cameras in here to the wall. So they swing in and out. And so, this is before I had different, excuse me. Jack edited that out. And that one too. But before I had the cameras hanging from the ceiling, I had different cameras and they're a lot lighter. I think that's the one you guys were helping with as far as figuring that out. But now with these, they're much heavier and you can't hang them from the tracks on the drop ceiling. So we're going to hang them from, I just need more space in here. And these tripods are just taking up way too much space. So we'll figure it out. But anyways, not here to talk about logistics of my studio.
Well, it's what I do for a living.
So. Yeah, I know. So before you leave, we're going to have a long conversation.
Nice consulting, maybe get a consulting gig out of this.
Perfect. you contacted me about Andrew. You went over and started talking about this stuff. Andrew, he said that you're like, hold on a second, we got to go somewhere private. Do you feel self-conscious about the stuff or what? Is it just because of the industry? You just want to make sure, you know, you don't talk yourself out of a job.
Well, let me just say, first of all, I'm grateful to be invited here and to have this conversation with you guys and to meet you guys. And I'm real excited and just want to say thank you for having me. And I know that this is not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm.
I know not every, it shakes people's, they don't want their reality shaken, you know?
Yeah.
We get so concerned with spirit versus flesh. You know, we hear a new fact and we just don't want to, sometimes it's hard to digest. We think it takes away who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ever want to infringe or insult someone's beliefs or shake someone's, you know, it's funny because our mutual friend who introduced us, she's constantly asking me about ghosts and UFOs and aliens and I'll talk to her about stuff and I'll see her. And I'm like, we're not talking about this anymore.
Really?
I'm not, you know, you don't want to shake anyone's beliefs,
yeah,
you know?
I understand.
And I wouldn't, you want to be respectful to people's beliefs and people's, you know, people's tolerance to stuff.
Yeah. And that's something that I guess it's tolerance is a great word. And, mm-hmm. and I usually use the idea of threshold. Everybody has their own thresholds. And for me, like I'm so strong in the foundation of my beliefs that you're not going to move me on. That I think that opens me up to the ability to be able to hear just anything and everything. And if I don't believe certain things, it doesn't bother me. And so maybe that's probably a good reason why I'm hosting this kind of show. So what I want to do is let's kind of, before we get into the nitty gritty stuff, we should definitely back up and share with people how we got here, how you got here, what your background is, and why should they care about Andrew, who works with Jason, and his thoughts on things that probably don't even exist, you know? Like, why would they even care? You know, so just give, sure. give your resume and why you're even here in Knoxville.
Sure. I was born in the Bronx and grew up in the city as a youngster, then a teenager, who lived in the Rockland County area, Sleepy Hollow area, great place to grow up in New York. So no stranger to the supernatural and folklore and whatnot. Went to school in Florida. I worked 20 years for a DOD contractor. We worked in the aerospace industry and a lot of DOD contracts. When 2011, 2010 hit and recessions and the space, Obama, you know, decommissioned the shuttle. So I had an opportunity to leave, to move. And on a personal note, my wife and I, we've been together since 1996. We got married after we were dating for 10 years. Mm. We had already owned a house and a business together, and my marriage proposal was, I think we can get a tax benefit if we get married. and we were in Vegas and she was like, okay. And
that works.
We got married, you know, in the Elvis Chapel, cheapest wedding I ever
really?
Went to. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. $400. Cheapest wedding I ever went to.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was, you know, so we had, you know, we had lost a child. Mm. So we kind of both sunk into a little bit of a slump. And one day I stopped and got gas and we were kind of briefly talking about it. So I got one of those really weird topographical, funny cartoon maps of the United States. And brought it home, put it on the wall, said, here's a dart, throw it at the map. We'll rent out the house. We'll sell the house. We'll go. Mm-hmm. She throws a dart and it hits Knoxville. I'm like, well, here's another dart. We're not moving to Knoxville. Maybe aim a little more to the left. You know, well, Nashville sounds nice. And she threw a dart, hit Knoxville again. So she really, I said, okay, well, we're moving to Nashville. True story. And so quit my job with no plans, no job set up or anything. I got I sold my shares and did what I needed to do. And basically, people started putting guilt trips on me, her family. How do you quit a government job? Mm. How do you give that up? My brother, like, oh, don't call me when you're homeless. You know, it's so stupid, blah, blah, blah. And so something woke me up at 3:33 in the morning, a.m. And I started seeing synchronicities before this happened. I started seeing the numbers, the 333s, the 1111s, driving down the street, turn, see a mailbox, and it's 12:12, you know. So I started, the universe was screaming at me. And so I said, well, let me go see what's in Knoxville. So I got on like monster.com or whatever the job site was. And I saw a job at the company where Jason and I work at. And I figured, well, I have to write out a non-compete. And this particular line of work is not, I'm a broadcaster. I'm a television broadcaster. So I was like, I can ride this out for a year and maybe we'll go to Knoxville. Looks kind of nice. And weird little things like ordered a book like Tennessee for Dummies. And it's like Knoxville on the cover. And it just talks about everything Knoxville. So I go, well, I applied for the job. They called me that morning and they said, would like to interview you. They interviewed me. They made me a job offer an hour later. And I was like, you know, it's funny because in the interview, I had applied for a lighting director, lighting assistant, I think. And they're like, well, you're kind of overqualified for a lighting assistant, you know.
You weren't trying to move to Knoxville, though.
Yeah. And they said, you're kind of overqualified for a lighting assistant. Do you want to direct or whatever? I said, well, my answer to that question was, well, I really don't want to do anything. And they offered me the job, you know, an hour later, which was, I'm grateful for. I'm very grateful for. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to grow. And I was like, well, I'll ride this out for a year. And 11 years later, you know, still here, still there. But they said, well, watch our channel. Tell us what you think. So I was watching the channel and one of the hosts talking about butterflies. And this real goopy, sappy, butterflies symbolize change and they're blah, 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 just the butterfly, whatever. Okay, whatever. So my wife and I are frisbee golf enthusiasts. I use the word enthusiast because we're not very good. So we're not pros like Jason, the Ace King here, or, you know, but we're enthusiasts. So we go out, we're playing, we're on the pad, getting ready to toss. And all of a sudden this guy comes by and is like, hey, I'm visiting from Knoxville. I'm just passing through. And this is in Florida, by the way. And you might as well play along. I'm like looking at each other. That's kind of weird. Okay. So he goes and plays, throws, and goes, all right, see ya. And I'm bad with accents. So, and I'm getting back to tee up, and all of a sudden we get swarmed with these butterflies. These butterflies just flutter near us, and one just like literally just lands on the disc. And we're like, I guess we're moving to Knoxville. So that's it. That's wow. How I got here. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So there's a lot of synchronicities. And so you saying, you seeing the numbers repeating and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Tells me already the mind frame that you have.
Yes.
You know, because most people are like, it's 11-11. It's going to be 11-12 soon. You know, like, they're like, what's, you know, but when you start seeing those numbers, they scream at you, and it happens to me all the time. Ever since I did a certain show years ago, we talked a lot about 11-11. Garrett King, can't remember the name of his channel, or else I'd plug it right now. Matrix 111 or something like that. I can't remember, but anyways, he talked a lot about this stuff, and ever since he talked about it, I've been seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, well, you got to pay attention when the universe is speaking to you, God, spirit.
Yeah,
you know. You need to pay attention. It's there. It's your higher self. It's your lower self. It's the middle path, and they're like road markers.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's funny because these things hit us over the head, and we don't realize it. And then until like sometimes moments later, days later, years later, lifetimes later, you know, and you're like, oh, why didn't I see that? And you go, the markers were right there. The signs were there all along. So
yeah. Well, so you have a background with DOD,
mm-hmm.
and how did you become privy to certain information? Like the things that we're going to be talking about today, and feel free to get into any of that stuff as we go here. But I mean, you were contracted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like we talk about a lot of crazy stuff on the show, right? And you know, I guess at least my assumption is it's very compartmentalized where, you know, somebody over here working on this stuff isn't privy to the information that people over here work on this stuff, so that, you know, it's all separated. So how do you come to understanding and knowing about some really fascinating things like portals in the Smokies, pyramids, and all that stuff?
Well, so I have a good friend that still works for the aerospace industry. And we got to talking when we were talking about Knoxville and moving to East Tennessee. And he's like, you know, there's a belief that there's a set of pyramids in the Smokies. And wow. If you look at how all the pyramids and the sacred astrological sites are all on the same ley line, you know, how the pyramids, the Great Pyramids line up with, you know, Easter Island, lean up with, you know, Machu Picchu, and you can create this straight line. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
Well, if you can look it up, they're not on the same, some people, they're not on the same longitude line, but no, they're on a diagonal naval kind of equator on the Earth.
Mm.
And kind of the Smokies kind of line up with that, you know? And a lot of, there's what's called the National Antiquities Act of the 1920s, where Teddy Roosevelt passed this law to create the national parks, because they found a lot of artifacts in a lot of these national parks. You know, have you heard that they found Egyptian ruins in the Grand Canyon? Mm-hmm. And so people were coming into these shamanic, you know, ancient sites with the indigenous people held so sacred, and they were coming in, taking artifacts, defacing artifacts. You know, just like man has a habit with all indigenous cultures, mm-hmm. come and wipe them out, you know, and rewrite history. So there's a lot of protection going on in these sacred spots. And, you know, a lot of the energy sites of the earth, a lot of military installations are built on these energy sites. A lot of these energy sites are national parks or protected areas.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.